This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Afrelach and Chanukah. We are continuing in Shulchan Aruch HaRachai Mishnebura Daf HaShavua Siman Kufnun Beis. Not to take down one shul until you build another one first, because maybe something will happen and you won't ever get around to building it. So before you tear down one shul, you must rebuild the replacement first. Unless, we mentioned yesterday, there's a crack in the first shul. In other words, unless there's a structural problem with the first shul, you can't take it down unless you build the first one, the next one first. It seems like even in that place, you can't tear down this shul to make it nicer or bigger. You first have to build a new one, and then you could tear down. So the Ramah says, "Vafilu loy ratzu listarak mechitza achas archivai nami dina hachi." Even if you just want to take down one wall to widen the shul, that's the halacha. In other words, first make the extension and then tear down the wall. Don't tear down the wall and then make the extension. You may never get around to it. Says Mishabrua Sivkatan Ches dina hachi shein soishu ma mechitza elaboinen hachadosh b'tzad hayashin. You build a new one next to the old one. V'achach soishu na yashin v'ayim be'er halacha. Avolim charvu. Okay, vayten the mechaber. V'hani mili shahaya rishon chazak. This is all if the first one was strong. Avolim charvu yisaydoisav. If the foundations were destroyed, aynatuk sav lipal, or the walls are leaning to fall. Soisrim oisay miyad. You demolish it immediately. Maschil livnais b'mehira. And you quickly build a new one. Bayoim uvalayla, shema tidchak ashavi shar charev, lest the hour get pushed off and it remains destroyed. Says Mishabura avolim charvu vuadim kishagazar malchus shleis val oid ba'isa beisa knesses menanimna lehishtadel. The same thing would be if there's some kind of decree that you're not a daven in this shul, and there's no intervention that could be done. So you let take it down to build a new one. Kasavataz, Maisavir Acha Shoya Yehudim Dorm Chutzal Chayma. There's a story about a city that the Jews lived outside of the wall. The Era Ho'inyan Shenaz Yashu B'toy Chachayma. And it happened that they settled within the wall. V'hoysa Abesig Nesis Levadai Chutzal Chayma. And now the only thing out of the wall is a shul. V'amarti, the Taz said, I said, Ein lecha tiyu a gedoy lemizu. There's no greater situation where there's a crack in the first one than if the people don't live there. V'yitarti listor esok de levnois a toich hachoyma. V'yaschil levnois besek neses hachadosha. I allow them to demolish it in order to build within the wall. And v'yaschil levnois besek neses hachadosha. They should start building the new one. The yitlu acher kacha avonim in hayishana, and then take the stones from the old one. The yivnu toicha chama mehem. So now we're having an extension of the rule. We learned that if there's a crack in the shul, you're allowed to demolish it to rebuild it. Now the Taz is saying, well, what if there's no crack, but it's not in the neighborhood anymore? The people are living in the wall, and the shul is out of the wall. So the Taz says, I allow them to tear down the shul to build a new one. So I wonder if bizman hazeh can that be applied to? You have an old shul, people don't like it anymore. They're not happy there. Is that comparable to where they don't live nearby? See, they live out of the wall of the city. What, they couldn't go out of the wall? It was locked? Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Safe, I don't know.
What?
Maybe it wasn't safe.
I mean, they all lived there for a while with the shul, right? Okay, we'll do a little bit further. The Ramah says, "Va'asar likach avanu mi'basic nesses hayishana kidei livnois chadash." It's asar to take stones from an old shul to build a new one. So what's this talking about? Says the Mishabura, "Inyan b'fnei atzmei." This is a separate topic altogether. It's not going on where the foundations were destroyed. If the foundations are destroyed, of course you could take stones from the old one to build a new one. It's going on the beginning of the sif. Let's say you have a complete shul, an old complete shul. And v'kamayri, we're talking about shekvar hischil binyan achadash. You already began the new binyan. The chasru loy avonim l'hashma binyan, and you're just missing some stones. V'roitz alistar ayashin kedei l'hashma achadash. You want to demolish the old shul to get some building materials for the new shul. Don't say, well, you're not to tear down a shul to build a new shul. That's because you might not get around to doing it, but here you basically did it already, so could you take stones from the old building to complete the new building? Afilu hachi chayshinan shema yera loy oines. Even so, we're concerned maybe an oines will happen, v'layashim, and you won't complete it. V'alkein asr afilu bi'ika duchta l'tzluye. It would be asr to take these stones, even if in the interim you have somewhere to daven, chumash shekasavnu le'el b'roish hasimit. That it's not good enough to have a temporary place to daven in the meantime. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Katan Hey. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we'll hold it over here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.